Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. 3M's new environmental goals involves plans for a 10% reduction in water use by 2022, a 20% reduction by 2025, a 25% reduction by 2030. They also expect to bend the curve of carbon emissions with the introduction and innovation of their products and solutions, aiming for a 50% reduction by 2030, an 80% reduction by 2040, and 100% carbon neutrality in its operations by 2050. Lofty goals. Today, I am joined on the phone by Kevin McGuigan, 3M Managing Director, Southeast Asia Region, and Country Leader Singapore, to find out more. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Clarissa. Great to be here.
These are lofty goals you've got set up for yourselves.
Yes, without question. We certainly do strive to always make sure that we're making the ultimate impact. Because if you look at our company, we're a science-based company, and I think what I would go back to is, you know, our chairman and our CEO, Mike Roman, he comes out and he says directly, we know that innovation isn't innovation without sustainability. And so sustainability truly anchors our purpose-driven innovation in products, manufacturing processes, as well as technology. And we've been driving this for over 25 years now, Clarissa.
All right, so let's look at these sustainability goals for the next 20 years. They're focused in three areas: water usage, water quality, and carbon neutrality. Could you give us an overview of the targets and why these were the focus points?
Yeah, that's a great question. And why we're focusing on carbon reduction, decreased water usage, and increased water quality as a part of our key strategic stability framework is what we're trying to do is use science for circular, science for climate, and communities. And so if you look at that, when we break down the commitment to a circular economy, 3M is planning to reduce its overall water usage by almost 10 billion liters per year. And as you noted, we're going to be striving in 2022 to a 10% reduction, a 20% reduction by 2025, and a 25% reduction by 2030. And secondly, what I will say is that we are also installing water purification technology in all of our facilities by 2024 in an attempt and in an effort to remove impurities and deliver high-quality water to the environment after use. And then lastly, what I'll touch on is that we want to achieve carbon neutrality, and that will be throughout our entire operations. And as you noted, we're driving 2030 to a 50% reduction, 2040 to an 80% reduction, and by 2015, we're going to be carbon neutral. And so together, the importance of progress in both water and carbon is what's going to help us make a true commitment to our communities all around the world.
Okay, now, water usage, water quality, carbon neutrality, which one presents the greatest challenge for 3M here in Asia?
It's a good question. And what I can say with, you know, two of our three environmental stewardship goals being water related, this to us is an issue that can be mentioned as our greatest challenge and the greatest challenge that we confront in Asia. And if you look at it, highlighting its global importance last year, the World Health Organization reported that some 1 in 3 people globally do not have access to safe drinking water. And if you take that further, a majority of fresh water is used for irrigation purposes, and only 30% is used for domestic consumption and industrial functions. So let's, you know, hone down a little bit more from Asia to Southeast Asia, where water resources have been strained by the greatest demand from different sectors. So look at agriculture, industry, and then also, of course, domestic users. So for us, by focusing on reducing water consumption and improving the quality, we hope and are striving to improve these statistics by way of developing technologies as well as contributing towards a net zero world.
So water and water is the answer.
Yes.
Now, the company announced that it expects to spend $1 billion towards its new sustainability goals. Now, that's a lot of money to someone like me, but, you know, it's not that much money to 3M. You're a huge company. But the question is, where will this money be spent? How are you going to use it to make things better?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I can't comment on all the exact figures, as it's confidential. But what I can say is that starting this year, as a part of our ongoing review of our manufacturing facilities, because we manufacture all around the world, and what we're driving to is making sure that all operations become best in class for minimizing emissions. And so in addition to that, we are going around the world to these manufacturing sites, and we're proactively reviewing, going plant by plant to make investments and updates. And this is an important point, that go beyond what is required, and at the same time, improve our operations. And if I give you an example of what we've done at our global headquarters in St. Paul, Minnesota, where we house about 10,000 employees, we've set a great example by being completely powered by renewable electricity. And that is what we're going to continue to drive and work to eliminate single-use plastics, as well as converting more facilities to zero landfill status. And we want to continue building sustainability into the core of our company, because at the end of the day, it's impacting our operations, our customers, our suppliers, and our communities. And remember, our communities, we believe, hold the license to us operating in any country.
You're going into all your manufacturing plants and looking at your processes, but your timelines are very tight for your targets. That's a big job.
Yes, it's not a small one by any means. And if you look back, we have been so focused on sustainability and environmental stewardship over 25 years. And it includes the creation of Pollution Prevention Pays, which is a program that's prevented over 2 million tons of pollution. And so we've been at this for a long time, and we know, our leadership knows how to stretch the organization to something that is lofty, but at the same time achievable, and we are confident.
All right. Now let's turn our attention to Singapore. How can companies with manufacturing capabilities here better support the country's Zero Waste Master Plan, which was announced in August 2019?
Great question. And so a waste-to-energy approach should be adopted by manufacturers. If we are to improve lives and, as a community, tackle the worrying situation of waste disposed of in Singapore, I mean, step back and look at it. Singapore has increased sevenfold over the last 40 years. And so 3M, we firmly support nationwide initiatives such as the Zero Waste Master Plan. And here in Singapore, sustainability measures are incorporated across all the local operations. So we have manufacturing in Tuas, manufacturing and R&D in the Woodlands, as well as our headquarter facility in Amokyo. And in particular, our Tuas manufacturing plant functions as a zero landfill site. So what this means is the waste generated at 3M Tuas plant are converted into energy or they're recycled. And what's really neat about that is we have installed one of the largest rooftop solar installations in all of Singapore, and it's capable of generating enough electricity every year to power 500 HDB flats.
That feeds into my next question, actually. I was going to ask you about some of the initiatives that 3M has already put into place and haven't practiced here in Singapore. Are there more you can share with us?
In terms of, I'm sorry, the initiatives that we put into place?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. So, if we look at the programs that we're putting into place, it goes above and beyond just our manufacturing facilities. As I said, we're continuing to go into R&D facilities and even our headquarter facility to see what we can do in terms of sustainability to reduce the amount of consumption of electricity and air conditioning, to make sure that we have peaking systems in place so that we minimize usage. And furthermore, also always looking at waste streams that are coming out of any of our facilities to make sure that we are minimizing our footprint.
All right, now let's move out and look at Asia again, or maybe even Southeast Asia. There are unique challenges. With every country, towards any kind of sustainability goals? How do you prioritize what needs to be done within each country to fit into this larger global goal that the company has?
Yes, that's a good and a complex question, but what I would say is that...
We have a few minutes.
Yeah, okay, good, because, you know, at 3M, we understand that there is no one-size-fits-all approach that can be adopted, especially when you look at Asia, because, you know, the cultural variety is vast, and I even look at Southeast Asia. You know, you can't just look at Southeast Asia and say, oh, it's a region. No, it's independent countries that have very different cultures. And so what I can say is if we look at Singapore and what are some of the unique challenges here that affect our sustainability goals, we have to get down to that level of granularity at the country level. And looking at Singapore in particular, we had what's known as the 3M State of Science Index, which is a global science perception survey that also included 1,000 respondents from Singapore. And as a part of this, what we did is surveying over 1,000 Singaporeans, we found that Singaporeans, about 67% of them, believe that the environmental issues would remain a topic of consequence to the world that does not value science. And they see science as being so important. And when they look at science, it's not just about healthcare, okay? It's about environmental issues like climate change and air quality. And if I can give you a sense as to how important Singaporeans feel it is, 60% of Singaporeans wanted to solve climate change, and that's compared to an average of 49% globally. So I think this is a very positive aspect of us, you know, getting more granular at the country level to understand the dynamics so that that way we can then step into what can we do within each one of the respective countries to maximize the impact we are having.
All right, now let's talk about a global achievement, 100% carbon neutrality by 2050. Now, you're a company that operates in 70 countries, at least last time I checked.
Yes.
Is it still 70, or do you have you added a few more?
Yeah, no, we're going with 70 at the moment.
All right. That seems pretty big. Break it down for us. How are you going to achieve this?
Yeah, so I'll start by just saying we fully recognize that it is an ambitious goal, but it's one that drives us. We are a science-based company that leads with innovation. And what we've done is we've taken the target and we've broken it down into three progressive targets. So if you look at it, the 50% reduction by 2030, the 80% reduction by 2040, and then we cross the finish line in 2050 with 100% carbon neutrality. And in order to do this, you've got to really look at it from two fronts. So starting this year, as a part of our ongoing review of the manufacturing facilities, which I mentioned before, we're also working to ensure that all operations are best in class for minimizing emissions that can be produced during the many manufacturing operations that we have. And secondly, I would go on to say that we want to achieve this target by going beyond our operations. It's not just about what we're manufacturing, but it's also about how we are continuing to innovate our products as well as our solutions that can help contribute to less carbon emissions. So collectively, you know, with a clear objective and an area of focus, we are confident in reaching our goal of 100% carbon neutrality by 2050.
It's a lofty goal. I hope you achieve it. I really do. You know, we want a better planet for our children and their children.
Yes, I agree.
All right. Now, before I let you go, how crucial is it that your workforce across these 70 countries buys into 3M's sustainability goals?
That is extremely important. And I will say that I have been so impressed. I haven't mentioned it yet. I've been with the company 18 years. My father was with the company for 35 years. And if there is one thing that I have seen growing up my entire life around 3M is that the tone comes from the top. And not only does the tone come from the top, there's no mandate that you must do this. It's all about the employees buying into it because they're constantly hearing about it. And the company does a great job of messaging that this is for the greater good. So I have been so impressed by our employees in Southeast Asia and really around the world when it comes to their dedication to making a lasting impact.
you know, you do make a lasting impact on a daily basis. I, before this interview, actually went through my kitchen and I figured out about 70% of all my stuff is made by you.
You know, it's, here's an interesting statistic for you before we end, Clarissa. Rarely, if ever, are you more than 10 feet away from a 3M product.
Because I totally think so. Best kitchen scissors in the world, I have to say.
I agree.
And on that note, we've been speaking with Kevin McGuigan, 3M Managing Director, Southeast Asia Region and Country Leader, Singapore. Kevin, thank you for the information. It's been a fun conversation.
Yes, I agree, Clarissa. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Always our pleasure. I hope you come back and give us a progress report a year down the road.
I would welcome it.
All right.
Take care.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3. Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.